Hello and good day, everyone. Thank you for joining the podcast today. For any new listeners, this portion of the podcast is called Jot and Tittle. The Jot and Tittle is just a small snippets of information that I offer. They're normally about 8 minutes long or so, 8 to 10 minutes long. And hopefully they're informational and that you guys can grab something out of them, even though they are very short. Anyhow, so let's get to it. This jot and tittle today is called Unfashionable, right? So sometimes I get inspiration. I believe it's from the spirit, and inspired to write things sometimes, and one of those inspiration was this, the unfashionable. So it's about people going to church, and people feel, I don't know why, but people feel like that they have to be dressed, you know, at your absolute best when you come before God. Okay. I don't believe that, because the scriptures is adamant about us understanding that God sees the heart of man, and is not so much concerned with externals as he is with the internal standing and activities of man. So what I'm doing is I'm reading today from what I wrote on a napkin, actually. And we'll start here. Okay, so here we go. People go to church in their best. Some will look in the mirror and become proud of how they look and their nice getup. They don't realize subconsciously or even consciously. They want their friends and their family to see them looking good, looking nice. And the reality of it is that God doesn't care one bit how you're dressed when you come to his sanctuary to praise and to worship him, right? So don't say that you're doing it for God. It's almost a form of blasphemy if you ask me. Abel's brother, Cain, he thought he was doing something for God too, but he wasn't. Now, trying to go to church in your Sunday's worst? Now, that's something worth trying, if you ask me. Now, let's see how you'll feel with people looking at you, not looking good as you can. All right? Now, your pride is truly ensconced in your fancy dress code for church, whether you're willing to admit it or accept it or not. You're coming before God in your pride, and not in your humility. Many churchgoers can't imagine going to church in nothing less than what they consider their best, or Sunday's best. That's cliched in America, right? Well, perhaps the most beautiful outfit that David ever wore in the presence of the Lord, his Yahweh, was his suit of sackcloth and ashes. Right? David danced on his feet. He threw dirt upon his face, dirt upon his hair. I can see him now, dirt in the corners of his eyes, in the corner of his mouth, dirt between his nails. These were the times that David were the closest to God, embraced in humility before Yahweh. Today, some Christians, they'll miss Sunday service because the hair salon was full that Saturday, right? Or because the dry cleaner didn't have their suit or their favorite dress ready, or someone didn't feel like combing their hair, or maybe they just ran out of that cologne or fountain, that favorite fountain they love so much. How do you fathom, people? How do you fathom that you can pleasure, God, that you can stand before him full of pride. I know someone that tried this before. I don't know him, but I've heard of him. His name is Lucifer. And Lucifer stood before God in his best appearance. Lucifer was bent on the beauty that clothed him. That same beauty produced a pride in him, in Satan, or Lucifer, that got him expelled from heaven. Now, Lucifer enjoyed being beautiful too much. Now, this is the most important reference to vanity in all of Scripture. So, whether we accept it or not, we all who feel that we must come to church in our best, that we can't come to church hand-me-down. And unfortunately to say that there are churches out there that'll turn someone down because of their physical appearance. James even spoke about this in his book. You see a brother in a lowly position, and you see somebody dressed in fine clothing, and you'll go and take the person in the fine clothing and put them in the high seat, and you take the person that's not dressed so well and you'll put them in a lowly position. And I call myself the hypocrite. Okay. Anyhow, like I say, accept it or not, we all who feel that we must or can't come to church in their most beautiful apparel, they are a victim of vanity. We who participate in this are victims of vanity and in danger of receiving the inheritance of vanity and pride. When we linger this way, when we hang on to these material externals, we leave ourselves hanging, lingering on the cusp of destruction. The cusp of destruction. So, listen to me, people. Don't look down on someone because their suit isn't as fancy as yours. Or don't look down on someone it's because her heels or scratched up or broken. Don't look down on someone in the presence of God, because God doesn't look down on you based on what you are wearing, your external appearances. God looks at the heart, and that's all that matters. Okay? It is shameful. It is shameful when people believe that they cannot go before the presence of a holy God and worship him because of the clothes, the quality of the clothing that they are wearing. This is absurd. This is blasphemy. Any church that criticizes anyone for what they wear, it's not a church, because you're not operating in love. You're not operating in not only love, you're not operating apostolically. And what I mean by that is that I believe in the authority of the apostles. Okay? And I believe that our church today does no longer respect the authority of the apostles. And that is only one of the reasons that we have women pastors, women's in positions of the highest leadership in church. But anyhow, that's another podcast. Thank you again for joining me for a little bit of jot and a tittle. Okay? On the Theist Secularia podcast. The Hypocritical. Thanks a lot for joining. Have a great day.